It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
School is back in session, and that means planning lunches and snacks for the kids. I called my friend Leslie Schilling for some advice on making school lunches and snacks healthy and fun. Leslie has been a nutrition expert for over 15 years and recently penned the book Born to Eat, Whole Healthy Foods from Baby's First Bite. Her first piece of advice is to get your kids involved with snack and meal planning for back to school.
When kids are involved, they take more ownership of the food and are more likely to try new things.
And kid-friendly doesn't have to mean unhealthy.
Remember, you're the nutritional gatekeeper, which means you decide the meal and snack options while keeping your kids' preferences in mind. I don't like to serve kid food. It really doesn't exist. Food is food. Kids can eat what us adults eat.
Leslie had some great tips about the logistics of making brown bag lunches.
Packing lunches immediately after dinner can be a great time saver, especially with a busy school morning. I like to pack with three things in mind: a protein-rich entree, a crunchy or creamy side, and a fruit or veggie side. This could be as simple as leftover grilled chicken with guacamole in a tortilla, with Greek yogurt and berries. You've got all your bases covered for a satisfying afternoon. And don't forget to pack your own lunch.
And healthy after-school snacks can be put together in a jiffy.
Try a fresh fruit and cheese plate for an after-school snack. It's something you can enjoy together.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.